Johannesburg.
It's 28 minutes to 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and I promised you an interesting conversation with Craig Harris. He is the owner of Dirty Harry Fishing Charters, that magnificent ski boat that you see, I'm sure, if you ever walk the beach near Salmon Bay on a good morning, you might know. Not even Salmon Bay.
Sydney Manor.
Oh, why? Don't you like Salmon Bay?
Boat's too big to launch at Salmon Bay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. The thing is with Salmon Bay, I loved the old saying that was on the T-shirts. I launched at Salmon Bay and survived. Because it's got to be one of the most terrifying launches in on the North Coast. But Tinley Manor, how does that compare?
Well, yeah, I've been operating out of there for 24 years. My tractors are down there, so it's really is a good launching beach, very safe. And, it's a reefs are close by. Been fishing off there for many years.
And are there still any fish left after that 24-year tirade?
There's plenty of fish out there. Obviously, it's all seasonal. So at the moment now, we've got some great summer fish at Dorado, plenty of Dorado, some nice kudu around. Some very good catches at the moment. Good weather. And we're going into a good season now where the wind doesn't blow as much as it does during summer. We're looking forward towards Easter and even going towards June, July. Very good season.
So this is the optimal season to be out there, is it?
Yeah. If you had to ask me my favorite time of the year to fish, I'd definitely say this sort of period, the next 3-4 months are phenomenal. The water's nice and warm and clean. As you know, you get that purple-blue color. You've got so much game fish around, from Dorado to striped marlin to sailfish to pretty much everything. All sorts of pelagic fish are coming down in the Mozambican current. And some very good catches of Dorado this season. It's been one of the best seasons we've had in many years.
Why do you think that is?
There's so many factors. The water's so clean, it's so warm, the current's close by. I mean, the guys on the paddle skis are even getting a Dorado, in 10 meters of water right on the back line. And I've heard of chaps catching them off the beach on spoons, which is pretty abnormal.
Wow.
If you had to go back many years ago, they would, in order to target those fish, you'd have to run out to the deep, at least 4 or 5 Ks out, even further, and pull for them. But now they're just getting easier and easier, which is great. It's great for our fisheries.
And it's a good... I was under the impression that we'd been, as a species, we had been destroying the ocean to the point where there was no point in even going out because there's nothing left there.
Yeah, well, there are certain fish species that have been depleted in a big way, such as the cod, but they have put a lot of restrictions on them. You can only have one cob over 1.1 meters and limited catches, so it's not just like it was in the past, which is a good thing. In terms of being depleted, there is a lot of illegal activities, but more up north. Can't really say where, but yeah, there's a lot of activities going on up there and still out in the deep, but they don't venture so close to our coastline, which we're very lucky for. There are certain areas that you can't fish in, you just abide by them and you'll be fine.
So generally speaking, it's still viable to go out on a ski boat with a good skipper and you probably are going to catch a fish.
Well, it's the fastest growing sport in the world and it always has been. And I wouldn't say you always catch fish, but we genuinely do, at least you can catch a bottom fish.
I was going to ask you that. So do you go out specifically to target pelagic game
fish? Yeah, so that's pretty much we tailor make our trips according to what the customer wants. If he wants to target Dorado, we will target Dorado or King Mackerel, which we call Kudu. We don't just go out and load hatches and say, you're only allowed 10 fish per person, regardless of what species it is. So, guys arriving with hep coolers, don't think you're going to go home with a trailer full of fish. It doesn't happen. There are rules and regulations. So,
but, I mean, 10 fish is a lot of fish.
That's a lot of fish. People don't realize. I mean, one snook will feed a good couple of people.
Yeah.
But guys' eyes get big for their tummies, and I think it's you just stick to the 10 fish, and you'll never get over that. I mean, you don't have enough freezer space, I can assure you, for that.
And do you have to be a seasoned fisherman?
Not at all. I mean, majority of the people that have been with me in the past 24 years, I'd say, have never been out to sea before. But then, you know, they go home with a couple of fish, and it's more about the actual experience than other than just a fish, you know, with a photo. And it really is right from the time you're on the beach to launching through the surf, catching live bait. It's the whole experience as such. It's not just about the fish.
So it is an experience of a lifetime for many, but there's also repeat performers because it's
such I've got a lot of repeat clients from all these years. You know, they I can almost book them in my own accord. I know when they're coming down, but actually a lot of locals as well. A lot of people think that it's majority, you know, upcountry guys that are coming down, but there's a lot of local people that live down here that actually charter my boat. The reason being is that it's so expensive to run a boat, and so, you know, you need the knowledge of where the fish are, what's happening. It's not just get on the boat and go and catch fish. You need to know every day is like kind of a puzzle. You need to put it all together and work it out. Well, yesterday there was mackerel on that reef. You know, we're just talking bait fish here.
Yeah, I was the thrill of fishing in the sea on a good boat with a good skipper. I think you can't really be replicated by going off and buying a boat and doing it yourself. That used to be the case. I think people used to have a go, but as you say, the costs are pretty exorbitant. What does it cost as a charter if a family wants to go out and enjoy?
Well, we, like I say, we tailor make the trips. We do a 5-hour trip, which is the most popular at the moment. Now that's $8,500 for 5 hours, and you can put up to 8 people on the boat. But obviously, the more people on the boat, the less comfortable it is. Anything from 4 to 6, and then we do a 10-hour trip, or 8 and 10-hour trip. So if you have a look at the website, everything's on there. Give me a call or send me a WhatsApp, and we can, chat about the trip. And depending on what you actually want to catch, families going from moms, grands, kids. I mean, I take kids out all the time. My two little youngsters, Charlie and Frankie, they're 6 and 7. They've been coming with me for the last 2 years, and they've got it pretty waxed. So,
young kids. So that's the crew.
That's the crew. my two older boys, they also enjoy it, but it's nice having youngsters on the boat, seeing them. I mean, they have although 5 hours doesn't sound a long time, it goes very quickly, and they really enjoy it. They keep themselves entertained.
And just finally, is there any, presumably you don't go out when the weather is bad, so what are the proceedings there?
No, obviously it's very weather dependent, so we don't just, on a day like today, not complaining for after the past couple of days of being so hot. Day like today, I'll just either push it out for the following day, or otherwise, we don't take chances. You take chances, you're gonna see something happen that you don't want to. And unfortunately, I do understand that people come down or it's their only time, but don't push it. Yeah. You will get, there are, skippers that will take chances, which is not a good thing. We don't do that.
So generally speaking, it's a trip that is well worth the cost because, well, let's just put it this way. It's for those that can afford the good things in life. There are very few things better than a day out on the open ocean with a good skipper and a good boat targeting the kind of fish that are going to bring you a huge amount of pleasure, whether it's in the catching or the eating later. And, of course, for the memories you make, well, those are then priceless. Yeah. Craig Harris, my special guest, the Dirty Harry Charter Man. I love the name, by the way. It's fantastic. Come here and make my day.
No, it's actually got nothing to do with Clint Eastwood, to be honest. Yeah, my surname's Harris, my nickname's Harry. The rest, I'll leave that up. We can't actually talk about that on air.
Well, we'll save that for another occasion, but it's been lovely chatting, Craig, and I'm sure that there will be opportunities again for us to reconnect. And it sounds like you have a thriving business, and well done.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Great opportunity to get out and see the beauty that there is and the joy that there is to behold and to take on as a member of the crew for the day on Dirty Harry. Once again, my special guest, Craig Harris, thanks so much for joining me. And if you've just joined us now on the radio and you're wondering what we've been talking about, or you missed out, no, you didn't. It's going to go up as a podcast shortly, so you can catch up, listen on demand, and share the experience. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
And Cheers. The morning show continues.